And there, Alocha Hey, the Mishnah story has Tormid Shemen Al Zaysim Anichboshim. Do you see that in Alocha Hey in the Mishnah? It's about a third of the way through the Mishnah. Tormid Shemen Al Zaysim Anichboshim. Okay? Tormid Shemen Al Zaysim Anichboshim. One can take oil, truma from oil on olives which are in the press. Because it's as if they're already squeezed. Now, the more complex issue here is that you can take truma from wine on grapes which are about to become raisins, even though they're not yet raisins. Now, the Gemara is going to deal with this. This seems to be difficult because it's not nigmara melachton. They're not complete. We have a principle. You can take truma for something which is nigmara melachton, al davish nigmara melachton, something which is complete and something which is complete. But it seems that these are not fully processed yet because they're not yet raisins. They're just about to become raisins, right? So it says Mishnah. Further than Mishnah. What happens if you took a truma from oil on olives which are about to be eaten, v'zeisim al zeisim achila, and from and zeisim on olives on olives made for eating, meaning both were gemar malacha. In other words, the oil is complete, and the zeisim are zeisim which you intended to eat, not to make olives or not to make oil from. So in that case, that's okay. Even though one is oil and one is olives, they're the same meaning. They're both nigmara melachto at this stage. And of course, that's certainly true if you're taking from olives on olives. And later on, you change your mind. Well, not yet. V'yayin al novim la'achilu, you took from grapes on wine. I'm sorry, the opposite. From wine on grapes which you're about to eat. Right? Again, both in nigmara melachto. And of course, on anovim, from anovim, al anovim, for grapes on grapes which you're about to eat. V'nim achadork, and then you change your mind, decided to press them. Change your mind, decided to press them, so they're not nigmara melachto. So retroactively, does your cancel your truma? Of course not. Says Mishnah, ain't it tarchly truma enough to take truma over again? Okay, because the time that you took the truma, each commodity was fully at its end product according to your das at that time. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. Tapa chesam nav. I think it's the second line. Tnina. See that tnina? Tnina, we learned the bas, we learned it in the last mission of the parak, which we haven't yet seen. You're not allowed to take truma something which was already completely processed, and which is not completely processed. There it says you're not allowed to do it, at least not l'chatchila. Yet here it says even l'chatchila you can take from grapes on raisins. What's going on? From grapes, on grapes which are from wine, on grapes which are about to become raisins. They're not yet raisins. They're not nigmara melachto, right? So it says more in tema darvish nigmara melachto, and maybe you'll say that grapes which are about to become raisins are already considered to be nigmara melachto at this stage. You can't say that. But then we learn in Mishnah hapered. Pered means pomegranates which are going to dry, and timukim, and raisins which are drying, v'charuvin, and carobs, mishyamina rema, they're only considered to be suitable to take trumas and maisers off once they are piled up, after they're completely processed. So we see that when are they considered to be completely processed? Only after they become raisins. So I can take truma from wine on grapes which are about to become raisins. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi, B'sher Reitza ben Elazar says, Ein l'cho osir mi dover sh'nigmra melachto, ala dover sh'nigmra lo nigmra melachto, ela goren v'yekim bilvad. He comes up with this svachidish, which since it's all the Rabbana, we can say chidushim as we please in this case. He says that the only time, in terms of this issue, of not taking truma off before it's completed, we only say that that is a problem where it's going to become wine. Yekef. It's going to become wine later on. So then I say, if you have grapes which are going to become wine, they're not considered nigmara melachto until they become wine. But grapes which are become raisins, Chazal never made the gzera in that case. In other words, grapes, raisins are all the same vis-a-vis when you can begin taking truma off of them. So therefore, you can take truma from grapes off grapes or they're going to become raisins. Why? Because according to this chiddush here, the only time I consider it not nigmara melachto vis-a-vis our specific halacha, is when it's going to become wine later on. When it's going to become raisins later on, since it's not a substantial change in the way they look. So therefore, it's considered to be nigmar melachto, vis-a-vis our halacha, to take truma from grapes or wine off grapes which are going to become raisins even before they're raisins. Okay? And then you have a problem. That would be a problem. Right. I don't know if they made raisin wine in the old days, unless they really had to. I mean, you know, as a matter of fact, I think even in Russia, the reason why they made raisin wine is because they couldn't get fresh grapes. Yeah. Okay? Lefi ma'u torim. Based on what you take truma, you're taking truma from olive off, from olive oil off the on the olives. How do you reckon the truma? Vishamnom, based on the oil content. Olfi Ochamor, based on the flesh of the olives. Rabbi Yochanan, I see some midichilfoy, let's learn out from that which Chilfa said. I have the words, the tiny Chilfa, I don't think you have them, do you? The Rabbi Yoimer, Lefi Shimdon, Chilfa brought down this brisa. What's with this price? So Rebbe says it goes based on their oil content. So it's a machlokas. When you take from oil on olives, you take based on the relative oil content or the relative flesh. Okay? But so I go by, you know, how much, let's say a pound of olives can produce half a pound of oil. So when I take from the oil, do I take corresponding truma to half a pound, which would be the oil production, or I take it corresponding to a full pound, which is the ochlon, and that's the machlokas here. Okay? Avalua garine. But we don't take into account the seeds, the pits. That we don't take into account. Vakom modim. And everybody agrees, bikabusim, that we're talking about very big olives. In other words, you're taking from with olive oil on very large olives, that you have to go by the amount of flesh which they have, because they have a very, very substantial amount of flesh. It's much more than a regular olive. So therefore, you have to take the amount of flesh into account. I have a lot of garnet, but even though you're there, you don't have to take the pits into account. Okay? Rabbi China boy, Vavlina, Rabbi China stated, it's not a question, it's a statement, Vavlina Shabbos came. This is true also by Shabbos. What does that mean? Ashkechtani, we found the Brisa which says, Rebbe Yoimer Birvius. What's the shear of Hotzah, which is prohibited with olives on Shabbos? What size olive are you not allowed to take out? So Rebbe says, the amount of olives which will produce 3.3 ounces of oil. Right? So the shear is based on not the olive itself, but rather on the production. Right? Rabban Shimon Omer Krogeres, the size of a large date, which is about an olive and a half or something like that. So in any event, that's about half the shear, since an olive is 1.1 ounces and a revius is 3.3 ounces, so a large date is certainly no more than half the shear of a revius. So he's going not by the oil content, but rather by the actual food stuff. Same machlokes we have here. If you look at the oil content, at the flesh of the olive, okay? All right, I have a header here. I don't know if you have this header. Aresha Torm Shemin Al Zaysim. No header. Om Rabbi Chanina. You have that? Om Rabbi Chanina B'Shem Rabbi Hillel. Avanan Amitzina, we also learned. The Hod of the Messiah, that this Mishnah is a proof to the heart of the tiny Rabbi Yesh, that which Rabbi Yesh said in the Braisa. Zaysim al Zaysim. You want to take truma from olives on other olives, who are sila kachon, but the second, the olives upon which you want to take the truma are olives which you're eventually going to press. That's a no-no. Because right now they're not nigmar melachta. Similarly, anovi anovi v'asil adorim taking from grapes on grapes that you're eventually going to press. So it's a no-no. Therefore, truma, v'yachsav yitrum, that's the fine we had. It's truma, but you got to take truma over again. Not good. Utninon, yet we learned in our Mishnah, Nishatoram Shemen Al Zaysim Lachila. Somebody who takes truma from oil on olives, which are intended to eat as is, Vizaysim Al Zaysim Lachila, and goes down saying olives, on olives which are intended to eat as is, and Yain Al Novim Lachila, and wine on grapes to eat. which are intended as is. Vanovim, certainly grapes, al ganovim lachila, and grapes to eat. Vanim lach, and then you change your mind. Vludorchon, and you are going to press them, and it's our glass of lishon, we don't take truma over again. Why not? Hi, you change your mind, you're going to press them. So this is one of the answers, Mignation Limlach, because you change your mind. Holo Nimlach, but if you did not change your mind, in other words, it was originally intended to go forward and make wine or olive oil, so then Truma Yachsi and Truma, then we sock it to you, and you get fined, and you have to give Truma twice. Okay? Let's go back to the Mishnah. Yeah, basically review. That's all. Okay, well, we want to mention the Brisa, which says that it's only if you highlight, it's only if you change your mind, not if you originally intended to continue through with the process. Okay? Ain't talking about Shnei Gemara Melachto, the final part of the Mishnah. Ain't talking about Shnei Gemara Melachto, Dovish Lo Nei Gemara Melachto. One is not allowed to take Truma. This is my Mishnah we've been quoting all Berak and never actually brought down explicitly yet. Ain't talking about Dovish Shnei Gemara Melachto, Dovish Lo Nei Gemara Melachto. One is not allowed to take Truma on something which is not complete, and which is complete, on something which is not yet complete. Velomi Dovish Lo Nei Gemara Melachto, now vice versa, now something which is not complete, a Dovish Nei Gemara Melachto, something which is complete. Velomi Dovish Lo Nei Gemara Melachto, and not from something which is not completely processed. Val Dovish Lo Nei Gemara Melachto, something else which is not completely processed. Vim Tarmu Truma Son Truma. If you did take Truma, then it is valid Truma. Now this is only true by other fruits, not by olives and by grapes. What? Yes, by olives and grapes. He had then Mishnah Dal, right? Very good, very good. Olives and grapes specifically, because you're causing gezel ashevet, or because of geder mechatos, right? Because you're causing them to have to work harder, the kohanim, or because you're going to do it betumah, and that's going to cause all sorts of forgetfulness about the issues of tumah and tara. But that's only by olive oils and grapes. And there they made you. If you did it, you have to take a tumah over again. But by any other fruits, if you did it, b'di'evet, it works. That's what our mission is saying. Okay? That here it works at least b'di'evet. Should make a note of that. Okay? Rabbi Yami, going back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yami, Shimon, Shimon, Lakish. You have that? Rabbi Yami said, Neymar, Shimon, Lakish. Ksiv, it says, V'nechshav lachem tumaschem. Your truma, now this is all asmachtas. The whole Gemara we're going to learn now is asmachtas. It's called in Drabonot, but these are all going to be asmachtas. See if it says, V'nechshav lachem tumaschem, your truma will be considered kedogan mina goyren, like grain from the granary, mimashu mitzavis b'nei levi, litrom mina gomor. From this we see, this is talking about Trumas Meiser, and a Levite is told here to take Trumas Meiser for that which is completely finished. In other words, it's already in the silo. All processing is finished, right? I shouldn't say it's in the silo. Dogon means it's processed. Dogon means processed, completed wheat. You have wheat kernels, the way they're supposed to be completed, they've been threshed and winnowed, and all the processes have been done to them. Okay? Hadam ra asu liten lo shibolin. That teaches us one is not permitted to give trumas maiser to a kohen when it's still in the stalks. You have to give it already after it's been set aside as maiser. Chiyab ra'ad b'shem rabbi shem ben Lakish said, maiser rishon shekdimo b'shibolin. Let's say a levi got maiser rishon improperly before truma was taken off. In other words, the Yisrael gave him his Maaser Rishon before the Truma was taken off to begin with. And Truma is supposed to be taken off before Maaser Rishon. Also, Lechem Mimeno Arai. You know what? You're not allowed to eat from it extemporaneously unless you take off Truma's Maaser. Normally, you're allowed to eat Truma's, you're allowed to eat your Maaser, a Levi, before you take off Truma's Maaser. Arai. If it's Achis Arai, it's a snack. But you're not allowed to snack. No snacking. You can't eat snack until you take off Trumas Meiser. Matam, what's the pasuk which teaches this? So Ksiv, it says, "Ves kotche b'nei Yisrael los chalu v'lo samusu." Do not desecrate the kotche b'nei Yisrael and you shall not die. This is a very strange derivation. It's only an asmachta. Because the truth is, it makes no difference. I mean, you're right, so if you can snack, you can snack. If you can't snack, you can't snack. And the truth is that it makes, as long as anything is in a stage where it stalks, you can snack it. Even if it's a truma, which was taken off before the truma was taken off. It makes no difference, midaraisa. Midarabonah makes a difference. They said, you know what? In order to encourage you to kind of not engage in taking Meiser before the Truma is taken off for the Kohen, so we find you a shtickle fine. And we say you're not allowed to snack after it's, you're not allowed to snack this Meiser, which the Yisrael gave you, unless you take off Truma's Meiser first. We based the man upon we gave an Asmachta. We said, meaning, there's been a defilement here. Something's gone awry. You begot the Meiser before you're supposed to. So therefore, don't be mechallet further by snacking on it. Again, it's not a limud. There's no drusha here. It doesn't follow from the pasuk at all. It's kind of like a mnemonic device to recall, this is a little bit of chilu. I should make sure not to be mechallet further by snacking on it before the Trumas Meiser is taken off. And of course, the Gemara goes on to say it's not the raisa. When is Zori, it's true. When is Zori, it's Truma. That's what it's referring to. Or Levi, it's actual Truma. Okay? Maushi Yilku al Tivlo di Dvar Torah. Do you get Malkus on this Tevel Doraisa Take? In other words, if a Levi snacks on these stalks which he got, does he get Malkus Doraisa? Rabbi Shimon Shem Rabbi Yonah Mas Niso Amara says that the Braisa says explicitly, the Ain Loikin Bechule. They don't get Malkus. Do you have that line? The Ain Loikin? You just. Ain Loikin al Tivlo, yeah? You do? Let's go back a line. Rabbi Shem B'Shem Rabbi Yonah says Masnisa Amra Dein Lokin Amra Kain. Oh, Ain Lokin. Okay, so I have the Ain Lokin Mechule. To see them on where we have such a Braisa, we learned over there, is it a Braisa or a Mishnah? It's a Mishnah, Mishnah Bikurim. Trumas Meiser, Shovel Mai Bikurim Mishnei Drachim, or Trumas Shnei Drachim. Trumas Meiser is akin to Bikurim in two areas and the Truma two areas. Now, this is a strange kind of Mishnah, because it compares apples and oranges, meaning the Raisas and the Rabbanans, as you'll see in a minute. Yeah, what are the comparisons? Nitelus minatora la tome. Truma's Meister can be taken on from Tor on Tome. In other words, you could take, unlike, we're going to learn about this extensively in the next parak, but Truma's Meister can be taken from Tor grain on Tome grain. Vishlomin Amukov, and also the Truma's Meister does not have to be in the same location as the Meister. Because the Meister A could be Tomei, and the Trumas Meiser be Tor. B, they don't have to be in the same location, physically together, in order to take Trumas Meiser off of Meiser. They can be separate. That's like Bikurim. Bikurim doesn't, you can take from Tor on Tomei, and you can take the doesn't have to be in the same location as your the rest of your crop. The stuff you take in is Bikurim. Okay? Voseris is a goren. How is Trumas Meiser like?
Trumas Meiser doesn't have to be.
Right, but Truma and Meiser have to be Mina Mukov, right. Truma and Meiser have to be Mina Mukov, not Trumas Meiser, right. Voseris is a goren, Vieshla Shir, Katruma. On the other hand, Trumas Meiser makes the rest of the crop also. The rest of the Meiser is also until you take off Truma's Meiser, unless you're snacking, right? But makes the rest of the crop also, unlike Bikurim. Because the matter is that we don't take off any Bikurim, yet the crop is Mutter, right? So Truma's Meiser, the not having taken off Truma's Meiser makes the Meiser also, as opposed to Bikurim, which does not make the rest of the crop also. In that respect, it's like Truma. And also, Yeshlo Shear Ketruma. Truma's Meiser has a Shear, which is a tenth, just like Truma has a Shear. Of course, Truma does not have a Shear to Araisa. Truma's Shear is only the Rabbanan. Rabbanan, 1/50th, 1/60th, 1/40th, depending on how magnanimous or how stingy you are. But it says, well, based on this braisa, Islecho Seres is Agorin Alachem Iruch. It's a question. When does Truma make the grain forbidden? In other words, when may you not snack from the grain unless you take off Truma? Only after all the entire process said and done, until you have smooth kernels in the granary, right? But prior to that, you can still eat snack, right? So just like by Truma, you can snack prior to the smoothing of the kernels in the granary, so to Adamarai and Loki and Altivo Dvar Torah, we the rice that you could snack a Trumas Meiser before you take, beyond Meiser, sorry, before you take the Trumas Meiser off of it. However, Here it's a rabbinic takone that if you took off the mice when it was still in the shibolin, if you took off the mice when it was still in the stalks and gave it to a Levi improperly, Chazal came in and fined you with this little fine that you're not allowed to snack on it any longer. Okay? You're making a face. Yes. It's fine? Okay. Next parak. Any time in a Torah, Tommy. One is not allowed to take truma from that which is tar and that which is tarmi. And this is only truma gedoyla. Only truma gedoyla. Why is this whole takana? It's a gzera l'gzera. Because we're not allowed to take truma except mina mukaf. Now, there are those who hold that this is a doraisa. But most rishonim hold this is a derabana. Midrabana, you must take truma from the crop where the crop is. Is that clear? In other words, you have to, the truma has to be in the same physical location as the crop upon which it's being tithed. That's the Rabbanan. In order to ensure that this Rabbanan is fulfilled, they made another Rabbanan. They said you can't take truma from Tor on Tomei. Now even though it's to the coin's advantage, because the coin's going to get Tor, so the coin gets Tomei stuff, he can't do anything with it. All he can do is burn it, right? He can't eat it. Right? Yet nonetheless, Chazal, in order to ensure the inviolate nature of their takana of mina mukaf, they went a step further and said, now that you can't take from a Torah al-Otomi. Why? Because generally, Torah al-Otomi is not going to be mina mukaf, right? Because you don't want to put the Torah next to Tomei. Because what's going to happen to the Torah then? It's going to get Tomei, right? Okay? So, ain't Torah mina Torah al-Otomi, being Torah mutrumas al-Truma, if you did it, be the evidence, it works. Bamisam, however, in truth, they said, there's an exception to the rule. If you have a cake of pressed dates, it's a fascinating thing. You have a cake of pressed dates, it's like 20 dates, arbitrarily, 20 dates pressed into a cake. So one on the north side, on the east side, becomes Tomei. The ones on the west side still are Torah. Because there's no integral connection between them. They're just pressed together. That doesn't make them one food. Right, they're still individual dates. That's right. You can separate them. So therefore, since that is the case, in this case, you can be Torem, minat Torah la'tomei. Why? Because you're taking, this is definitely minat mukaf. They're all pressed together. You'll take from the west side and that on the east side, and that's okay. All right. So this is an exception to the rule mentioned previously. Beats me, but here we have it. Okay. Yes. Yeah, we just had that on Sunday. Ah, not the cake. Not on cakes. That was on Dvash Shel Tmorim. And on the next case, where it was another case where you had chopped up dates, but they still retained some of the character. I forget. First case, you're thinking about the Gemara and Brachos. We just had Ketzim and Varchim. So we had Dvash Tmorim Meiku Shakol. And the next case, you missed it. It was on Sunday's morning. Tavash my maid shackle, and the next case of the morning, talking about chopped up dates, which you make whites. But this is even better, because it's not chopped. Certainly not dvash, and not chopped. This is whole dates, just pressed into a cake. So here the bracha doesn't change at all. Okay? Ha'idol shalvei shit ma'miktsasa, termina tor sheishbo, if you turn him on the Torah which is in it, I'll turn him sheishbo. If you have a bundle of vegetables, and so to a pile of grain, you're going to be Torah. If there were two cakes, two bunches, two piles, one of which is tummy. In that case, you have the takon of Chazal. Leitrami zelzeish can't take truma from one on the other. Because again, maybe inadvertently you'll place them in a manner that one will be matami the other, and their rabbana sustained their gzera. Now Rabbi Lezer, he doesn't hold the whole takona. Rabbi Lezer holds, Tarmi minat Tarla Tame. This whole Takon of Trabana mate, Rabbi Lezer does not agree with. Okay? Says the Gemara. Go to the Gemara now. Amrei Yochum Hashem Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochum say name Rabbi Yanai. Where do we learn this out from? V'nechsha, this is again a smachtus, all smachtus. V'nechsha v'lechem trumaschem. Your truma will be considered to you, for you, kidogan mina geiren, like the grain from the silo, v'lechem leo mina yekev, and like the grape juice from the press. My yekev, yev sharshem iktasu tome iktasu tar. If you have a grape juice, just after you pressed it in a wine press, so then in part of it's tummy, the whole thing is tummy. By liquids, there's no distinction. It's not like dates pressed into a cake. Part of it becomes tummy, the whole thing becomes tummy. So Chazal made they said, oh, the same pasuk refers both to grain and to grape juice. I'll make a parallel here. How long are you staying? There's a Gemara over there. No, not the big thing, the small thing. If you come late, you get the small edition. It's okay. Where are you on Chesam Beis? Okay? In Trumos. Oh, did I bring the right volume? Is that volume Aleph? Yeah, it's all the way at the end. Okay? After the last Masechta. Yeah. Okay? No, this had. That's volume 1 or volume 2? 1 hour. It's not in it? Just like by a grape press, you can't have grape juice which is partially tummy and partially tar. Part of the grape juice comes tummy, the whole thing is tummy. I've dug him in a goyren. So too, they said, you know what? We're going to make a takon to Rabbanan based on this pasuk. We're going to say, so too, that when you have a grain from the silo, lo yeh miktsasa tami miktsasa tar. Don't have part of it tummy and part of it tar, and take truma from the tahar on the tummy. It's completely an asmachta. It's not really the right, because this pasuk really doesn't teach you that at all, right? But nonetheless, we're saying, when you're doing this, v'chol trumaschem kein, all your truma should be never half-half. Either tame or tar, don't take from tar on tame. That's how we learn the pasuk, okay? V'zen, you should know, and this is a case, now it's amazing to what extent the Yerushalmi gives the weighty importance to an asmachta. Says Yerushalmi, and this is a case, v'zen, even though by a goren it's possible that part of it should be tome and part of it tar, right? Because the wheats are not integrally connected. Nonetheless, we learn a case where it's possible to have half tome from half tar, from a case, meaning the grape juice, where you can't have half tome and half tar. The whole thing is either tome or tar because of the nature of liquids. So says more if that's the case. If that's the case, if one did take truma from tar and tame, let it not work altogether. But let's go that far. It says the Gemara, mimenu truma shem ksiv. From it comes a truma. So meaning, again, taking that smachta to a very serious extent, we're saying that nonetheless, even if you didn't fulfill that lacha, but he took from it truma Hashem, it did work. Okay? Yes, it's a machlokas of the main Mepshim Rishon. I don't remember who it is, but it is a machlokas. Okay? Cold Varim Lamedim Ulamdin. Normally, things, this is irony. Normally, when we learn things, if learn from A to B, so logically, things you learn from B to A. Or at the very least, if you learn from A to B, you should be able to learn from A to A itself. But here we don't. Here we learn from A to B, but not from A to A. How so? Kod varim lamedim labdim. All things are learnt and learned back. The ka here, however, Trumas Meiser im Lamedes. From Trumas Meiser, we learn out Truma, Vein Lamedes, but we don't learn out Trumas Meiser itself. How so? Trumas Meiser Milamedes, this pasuk, this whole pasuk of Nechshav Lechem Trumas, which you just put down, Trumas Meiser Milamedes out Truma Gdol Shein, he tells me Natar El Atome. We learn from this that you can't take the Truma Gdol, the initial Truma, from Tor and Tome. However, Trumas Meiser itself, we need Telus Mina Torah Lotome. Trumas Meiser itself, we learned at the end of the previous parak, you can take Trumas Meiser from stuff which is Tor on stuff which is Tomei. Minayin, how do we know this is true? Om Rabbi Yisrael B'Shem Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rabbi Yanai, when a Satem Imenu is Trumas Hashem La'aron HaKohen. You should give from it the Truma of God to Aaron HaKohen. I say, do it in a way give it in a way that it will be given to Aaron HaKohen in a way that he can be able to use it when he's a Kohen. Meaning, that give him Truma which he can eat as a Kohen. What Truma can a Kohen eat? Only Truma Torah, right? So from this, we learn this pasuk it says by Trumas Meiser. So they say Trumas Meiser, the overriding value is to give it specifically when it's tar. Why? Because it has to be this pasuk of give it to Aaron HaKohen, is each of us has to be something which a Kohen can exercise the prerogative of Kohen as on and eat it. That's by Trumas Meiser. So therefore, we did is we took the pasuk of Nechshav Lechem Trumas Lechem Kidogim Min Agrim Min Lechem Min Leah Min Ayekev, from which we learned that he can't be Mitzvah Torah from Tahor and Tomei, which is written by Trumas Meiser. We said, well, that pasuk we use for Truma Gedola. We'll move it over. Whereas Trumas Meiser itself, we use the pasuk which says La'arona Kohen, and say it retains, it must be original, it must be that you, the Trumas Meiser you take is specifically Tor, and therefore Trumas Meiser you're allowed to take from Tor and Tomei. Now this is all, you know, if we were dealing with real drushes to Raisa, none of this would make any sense. Because none of the clothing of drushes work here, logically. Rather, we're dealing with Rabbana. Rabbana made a takana. Truma Gedola must be Mina Mukov. Truma Gedola has to be when you are there together with your crop. Trumas Meiser does not have to be when you are there with your crop. So therefore, Rabbanan then came after the fact and based the storm psukim and played cut and paste in order to make it work. What? With the crop. In other words, the truma has to be with the crop when you take the truma off it. But only the first truma, which Yisroel gives the coin, not the second truma, which the Levi gives to the coin. Rav Kana, my Rav Kana said a different das machta. Mikol chelbo es mikdosho mimenu. From all the best, chelav here means the best. Take the holiest part of it. Tol min hamekudeshbo. Take from the best of it. Take from the holiest part. Excuse me. What does it mean from the holiest of it? In this case, you should always take the best of whatever's there. Meaning, if it's Tomei, you don't take from somewhere else. You take the best Tomei. If it's Tor, you take the best Tor. But you don't take me not Torah or Tomei. So he's learning this pasuk. Mikol chabo es mikdasho mimenu. Tomei na mekudo shebo. Means take the best you can possibly get, but within. And therefore he holds that even by Trumas, you have to, even by Trumas Meiser, this pasuk, it seems that he holds even by Trumas Meiser, that you take specifically from whatever's there and not Minat Torah Lo Tomei. So it seems he's wrong in the previous Gemara. Previous Gemara said by Trumas Meiser, you do take Minat Torah Lo Tomei. He says, no, always Mimenu, whatever's the best there, don't take from somebody else, meaning from Torah Lo Tomei. Now, I have the four words here, which you don't have, probably. Utrumas Meiser Zu, these words by Trumas Meiser Melamedes teach us, al Truma Gedola, that also Truma Gedola, she tells Mina Mukov, must be taken Mina Mukov. In other words, you always take from whatever is around. Now, I also have a bracket, so I don't know if you have the brackets. Kidixiv Mimenu Mina Mukov. Because it says, from it, and that teaches us Mina Mukov, from that which is there. Wait a minute. No, he is saying this is only by Truma Gedolah. I apologize. I don't know. He is saying it's only Truma Gedolah. No, same I was saying before. Truma Gedolah has learned that Ask Me Min HaMukov, but Truma's Meister not. And Vihim, Truma's Meister itself, Nitel Shalom Min HaMukov. Truma's Meister is not even taking Min HaMukov. Min 9, now we know this is true. The time now we learn Min 9, Truma's Meister, Nitel Shalom Min HaMukov. In other words, you can have your Meister in New York and take off Truma's Meister on it in Chicago. How do we know that's true? Shinemar, it says, Torimu, it says, take up Mikol Mas Roseichem, from anything your Meister. Meaning, Afilu Echab Yehuda Vechab Bekol, even if the Meister is in Yehuda, and the Truma's Meister you want to make on it is in Golil, that's good enough. Again, we learn out Truma Gedoyla from Truma's Meister has to be Mimenu, has to be internal, has to be that the Truma is in the same place as the crop, but that's only by Truma Gedoyla. By Truma's Meister, we don't say that. By the way, I don't know if the Gemara ever explains later on why the dichotomy. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's not clear to me why Chazal made the Gzeir Truma Gedoyla Min HaMukov, that has to be in the same place, but Truma's Meister not. My hunch is that Truma Gedoyla, we want to make sure it's Min HaMukov in order to make sure, since any Yisrael takes off Truma Gedoyla, right? So therefore we want to make sure that it's done properly, you know, so therefore we make him do it in a way that it pertains directly to the grain. Because otherwise he might mess up. In other words, he's taking Truma Gedoyla in New York on stuff in Chicago, so that can lead to all sorts of mix-ups. But a Levi is already considered Mistama to be on a higher Madrega, especially because you're only supposed to give your Meister to a Levi. So Gemara says in some places, both Bavli and Yerushalmi, not supposed to give your Manas Kuna to Amaratzim. You're only supposed to give it to Tamid HaChachamim. So a Levi, Mistama, knows how to do it right. So therefore, we didn't make this gezeira on him not to be Torim specifically Min HaMukov. Just a hunch. I don't know if it's true, but it sounds good, right? These are all smachtas. All smachtas, and there's no differences, right? You just saw. The whole concept Yerushalmi is saying is that any of these smachtas are found by Truma's Meister, and we extrapolate from that to Truma Gedoyla and leave Truma's Meister alone. So no, the psukim themselves have no indication. Okay? Truma's Meister limda of Truma Gedoyla. Truma's Meister is extrapolated from Truma's Meister, we extrapolate to Truma Gedoyla. Shalotaini tells Elamina Gomor. That both of them can only be taken properly from that which is already completely processed. Vafir and it tells in the Megomer, and here too we say Truma's Meister also can only be taken from that which is completely processed. Here, this is a Doraisa already. This is a deraisa and applies therefore equally to both. And learn out because it says kidagon mina goren. Dagon means that which is already completely processed. We're threshed, winnowed, all those things. So therefore we say that applies both to both. Time we learned. Trumas Meister ni telus mina tor ala tor. Trumas Meister is taken from that which is tor and that which is tor. Mina tummy ala tummy, that which is tummy and that which is tor, may. Umina Torah allow Tomei, it goes to be taken, unlike Truma Gedoyla, from Torah on Tomei, right? Truma Gedoyla, we don't allow that. Truma's Meister, we do. However, be that as it may, and he tells us, Mina Tomei ala Torah. You cannot take from Tomei on Torah. That you can't do. Even by Truma's Meister, you can't take from Tomei on Torah, because that's ripping off the Kohen, because he's going to get Truma Tomei, where the crop itself wasn't Tomei, that is vile, reprehensible, and we do not allow that. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Kishem Shein, he tells me that Tomei al Torah, and Nechemi says it's reflexive, just like you cannot take from Tomei al Torah, Kach Einon, he tells me, oh, it's not reflexive. Sorry. Just like you can't take from Tomei al Torah, Kach Einon, he tells me that Tomei al Torah. You can't take from Tomei al Torah. In other words, by Truma's Meister, once we let you take a ray Shalom in Amukov, so we said, we Davka want you to take from Torah on Tomei. Don't even take Tomei on Tomei. Make sure the Kohen gets to eat it. So specifically, give Torah and Tomei, not Tomei and Tomei. Okay? Where's Rabbi Nechemi can see the point by Tomei? Rabbi Nechemi can see by Tomei that Tomei can take Tomei, Mina Tomei. What's Tomei who remembers? Yeah. Suffolk what? What definitely was taken off? Truma Gedoyla was definitely taken off. Meister was not definitely taken off. So the Trumas Meiser is always, Trumas Meiser is a subsidiary category of the Demai, right? Because that's part of the Suffolk, right? So when you're taking up Trumas Meiser of Demai, there I mean, Chemi concedes you're allowed to take Tomei Al Tomei, right? Because it's not definitely Truma. Because after all, maybe the Amorites did take off the Meiser. You just don't know. So therefore, when you're taking on Mitzvah, you can take Tomei Al Tomei. Now, it says we're at Kedun. Until now, we see Rabbi Nechemiah has stated, Kshelo Miosamin, where you had that substance in tar. In other words, you had Tomei grapes and Torah grapes. So now Rabbi Nechemiah said, you know what? Don't take from Tomei Al Tomei. Take from Torah grapes. And the Tomer grapes. But what if loyal Omiosami? What if you didn't have any Torah grapes, according to Rabbi Nechemiah? What do you do then? When you can't eat the whole thing? Okay, or according to Rabbi Nechemiah, in that case, can you take from Tomi and Tomi? The Shmini Minadol, let's learn from the following case. Do you understand what the question of Kasha? Understand, Dr. Spell, what he's asking? Shmini Minadol, let's learn from this case. Rabbi Chanina Antusaya, Rabbi Chanina from the city of Anasos. Solik Rabbi Zir went to Rabbi Zir Hamas Godir. It's another city in Eretz Yisrael. Zovin Lake Kluskin, so he bought their olive cakes, pressed olives. Okay, I don't know how they made them, but they were pressed together. Bum attacked him Yom L'Chavrei, so he wanted to fix it to leave from today till tomorrow, meaning he had today the olive cakes were torn. Right? Now these olive cakes are chayv and trumas and maestros, still Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted to keep, so he used these olive cakes. He wanted to leave over for tomorrow some of the Torah olive cakes, because he thought maybe tomorrow when I go to the store they won't have any Torah olive cakes, and I'll use today's, which are Torah, to take off Truma tomorrow. In other words, when I go for tomorrow's treat, so I'll take from today's leftovers and use that as Truma on tomorrow. So from here we see that he held that I dafka have to take Torah Amar Lei, so he said, we don't have to be worried about the shita, a shita's yachid, meaning the shita of Rabbi Nechemiah, because we're matir to take from Tomei and Tomei. In other words, tomorrow when you find Tomei, you'll take from Tomei and Tomei. So it says Gemara, Islach lemeimar. So, I forgot what the proof is. In other words, tomorrow he doesn't have any Torah ones. Right. What do we see he's afraid of? He's afraid of that tomorrow he won't have any Torah ones, right? And therefore he's saving today's Torah for tomorrow. If Rabbi Nechemiah allowed you when you had no Torah ones to take from Tomei and Tomei, so why did he bother saving it? In other words, we see that Rabbi Chanina and Tusaya want to be choishes for Rabbi Nechemiah. Okay, so, but Rabbi, if Lechaira, even Rabbi Nechemiah wanted to leave from today's Torah till tomorrow in order to take off from tomorrow from this Torah on the Tomei. So on that, his friend, Rabbi Zira, said, you don't forget about Rabbi Nechemiah. Nobody's concerned with Rabbi Nechemiah. Don't bother saving it for tomorrow. So again, let's read it inside. He said, we don't have to be concerned with Rabbi Nechemiah Shita. So can you say this talking about where tomorrow he has from the Torah stuff? Obviously tomorrow he doesn't have from the Torah stuff. That's what he wants to save for tomorrow. Right? You know, we see clearly that when you don't have the other from the same type Torah stuff, you're up the creek, and that's what we want to save from today till tomorrow. Okay, Bamas Amru, truth is said, Igor Bukhule. Do you have that header? Do you have Bamas Amru? Okay, so it should be Be'emes Amru HaIgo V'chule. And this goes back to our Mishnah. It's in our Mishnah that you can take from in a pressed cake, you take from one side and the other side. So it says, Amrav Lezer Kol Mokom Shoshaninu Be'emes, any place where it says Be'emes Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Now the truth is, in this case, it's not really Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, because the whole problem is the Rabbanu problem. So either Kavanoki says that it means that anything which is chlor, via Alach L'Moshe Misinai, anything which is absolutely certain, like Alach L'Moshe Misinai, there they say Be'emes Amru. But not that it means that it's literally Alach L'Moshe Misinai, but something which is absolutely clear beyond the shadow of a doubt. That's what it means to say. Could be that means there's no machlokas, right? That would be it. No, something which is no uncertainty about means there's no machlokas. That could be. Okay, if the eagle showed Velo Shima Mikzoso, now let's talk about the case. And kulo tame. Wait a minute. Why don't the whole cake of pressed dates become tame? It's moist. Let the moisture cause the tumor to travel from one side to the other, because moisture transmits to the tumor. As marbe mechuber may perish mas nisa. Yeah, but what depends on kind of the moisture. Not all moisture transmits tumor. It's got to be one of the seven beverages, and may peros, meaning the juice from the date itself is not going to make a tummy. Now it's interesting because honey does. It would be dvash, it would, but you have to say the moisture which was there was just, you know, zeah, not dvash. Okay, that it had, yeah. Tavash is what? Makshir. Right. Tavash is going to be makshir. So you have to say it was just moisture and not tavash. Okay. All right. What? Okay, so you're in the Mishnah. Okay. Today went fast. Yeah. Okay, says the Mark. The ain't selfly chalak laso so shnayim. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute. How does this mean a mukaf? You're going to divide it up. You're going to separate it. You're going to, I'm not sure if that's the question. I'm not sure if that's the question. Yeah, it is the question. Okay, the question is, vein sofo, lichoy, so such time, is it, when you take out the tumor, aren't you going to separate, you know, you're going to, what's the word, you're going to break off. Gonna break off a piece to make that the truma. So that by definition does not mean a mukaf. It's a funny question. Right. It's gonna physical possibility have mean a mukaf. Yeah, that's why it's a funny kind of question. I don't really understand Mora's question, and the Mora's answer is even worse. Mora doesn't say, but well, that's still mean a mukaf. The Mora says, Tipata Shakarlo Shemim Khuber. You designate it while it's still connected, and then you separate it. So I guess, no, but that, so what? And if you had it right next to each other, it's not mina mukaf? It's a funny question. I didn't even realize it. Do you understand why the Gemara's answer is funny? The Gemara is assuming that mina mukaf means when they're literally pressed together. It's not good enough that they're right next to each other. Vicinity, proximity does you no good. It's got to be literally connected. Yeah. If you break it, it breaks the entity. Mm-hmm. It's still difficult. It's a big chiddush, what you're saying. They're attached together. Yeah. So when you pull them apart, they're separate. But still, it should be considered mina mukaf. I don't know. It's a little bit strange. Yeah, maybe you're right. I guess you have to say that. I guess you have to say what you're saying. All right, V'chein Agudah Shel Yerek. Do you have that header? Okay, V'chein Agudah Shel Yerek. So, Mas Nisa Shinid Meisvod Agudah. The true, our mission is talking about where it became Tomei. Well, it was still a bundle. Avol nidmes kulachin. Let's say each stalk became tome, and then agdon. He took five tome stalks and two Torah stalks and bundled them together. Lobedon. That's not an aguda. In that case, you can't take minat Torah or tome. In that case, you created the bundle after something became tome. That's not permitted. When you had a bundle, some of which became tome, then you can take minat Torah or tome. The Tzarkon HaChazal doesn't apply. But not where you made a bundle after some of them were Tomei and some of them were Torah. Okay? And now, here's the one that's the same question. They're going to be separated. So how does this mean on Mukaf? You designated the Truma while they were still bundled together. Okay? Says the more further, Eged Shenitma, an Eged which became tame. Together, when it was still bundled, v'tiro, then you loosened it. Then you changed your mind, ogdo, you bundled it again. Mao, what's its status? Can you take me now to the tame where you rebundled it, but it got tame, part of it became tame when it was still originally bundled? And of course, Gemara doesn't answer. Next, now the Gemara goes into a tzrichusa to explain why we need all the cases in our Mishnah. For lisnei iguvelo lisnei aguda, why do you have to mention all three cases? Let's just mention the press dates and don't mention the bundle. Police now good, or just mention the bundle, below the stand rain, but don't mention the pile. Elotin and equal below to now good, or just to mention the press dates, and not to mention the bundle, having a mina, we would have said, eagle shakulo gufa echoteret, by a cake, where they're all pressed together into one unit, then it can be torn from one on the other. From the east side on the west side, or vice versa. But a good shankula gufechot. But by a bundle where they're not already pressed together, so maybe there I can't take shumer from Torah and Tomei. Maybe the rabbotak or the rabbanon does apply. Habitzurcha mas neaguda. That's you have to mention naguda. Vilti naguda veloti nareviv would mention the bundle and not to mention the pile. However, Mina would have said aguda shakula tfisachas by a bundle where they're all bound together. Their Torah, and they can take me to Torah and Tomei. But our Rema Shenkul Tzvisachas, but by a pile where they're not all one unit. Ain't a Torah, maybe you can't take Truma from a Torah or Tomei. Have a Tzurcha Misne Agul, that's I have to mention the pressed cake. The Tzurcha Misne Agul, I mentioned the bundle. The Tzurcha Misne Agul, Raymond also mentioned the pile. Okay? Now, we came with the Tzninon. Once, however, we learned in our Mishnah, that if there are two cakes or two bundles or two piles, in that case, Akon Rabbanan kicks in and you can't be mafresh from Torah Tomei. So Ma'u Tzurcha La'idam Rabbi Yechonam B'Shem Rabbi Yanai. What he needs Asmachta, which we brought down a name from Rabbi Yechonam named Rabbi Yanai, V'nechshav Lachem Trumaschem. That Nechshav Lachem Trumaschem G'dog Min HaGarim V'chulei. The pasuk which teaches us that you have to do it, you know, they have to all be together, just like wine, whatever, they're all together, it all becomes something together. So to the Goren has beautified Goren either completely Torah or completely Tomei. That's an amazing question the Gemara asks. It's an amazing question. The Gemara is asking, what do I need that smachta if I have the Mishnah? So Rabbi Yochanan made a smachta from the pasuk. So what do I need a smachta if I have a pasuk? Now, it's strange. So what? What do you care that we made an asmachta? What does it hurt you we made an asmachta? I really don't understand the Gemara's question. But it bothers the Gemara that once I have a Mishnah, I don't need an asmachta. Rabbi Yochanan didn't have to put in his own 2 cents. That's what the Gemara is asking. By the way, this is almost explicitly against the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah. So famous yeshivish Ritva and Rosh Hashanah, which every bacher knows, not every bacher, some people know, which says that all asmachtos are the Rotzon HaTorah, but it's just Hashem didn't give it the validity of a Doraisa. So Ritva and Rosh Hashanah says that the asmachta is a drasha, but a lower level drasha. In other words, something which the rabbis are supposed to find and without giving the Torah level of severity. So here you see not that way. Zia, the one is asking, why do I need this asmachta? I got a Mishnah. Stop me, don't hack me a training with asmachtas. Right, so you say, the asmachta would be like the Ratzon HaTorah, you know, when it's just on a lower level, that of course we want to make as many asmachtas as possible. But the Yerushalmi is clearly not learning now. That way, Yerushalmi is learning we should be parsimonious to make the asmachtas when not necessary. Very interesting. Amr Chibraba, Rabbi Chibraba said, I might have thought that maybe our mission, which says it should maybe be Torah Mina Torah LaTomei, is where you have a pile of pumpkins or of squash, where the Trumas Durabana, right? Trumas Durabana. So there, since it's whole Trumas Durabana, so you know what? Don't take me to Torah LaTomei. But to even take Minatomi or Tomi. But where the Trumas Daraisa, like grain. Maybe I would say by grain, since it's Trumas Daraisa, maybe I'd say, no, do take Minatomi or Tomi. Because there's an overriding value to make sure that the Trumas Tar, because it's talking about Trumas Daraisa. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan had to come along and say, no, even by Trumas Daraisa, even by Goyren, we make the same Gzeir the Rabbanon. We say, don't take me on a Torah and a Tome. Better to fulfill the value of Mina Mukov and take me on a Tome and a Tome than to take me on a Torah and a Tome Shalom Mina Mukov. Okay? That's Rabbi Yochanan was adding. Hoyshtaim Igulin. If there were two press cakes, Echad Miktsas Otome, Vechad Miktsas Otor, and one of them was, each one was part tummy and part tor. Now normally you can't take from one press cake on the other, but here they're both tummy and tor, right? So from each one you could take, they both have tummy, half tummy, so tor. So each one you could take from the tor part and the tummy part. So can me go that I could have taken from cake number one and cake number one? Can I take from cake number one and cake number two and from cake number two and cake number one? You got the question? Can I mix and match here? I can take Truman in this case from one on the other. Let it be like this case. You had in front of you two piles of grain. Echad efishimen miktas trumus umaisers, from which you took, from one you took up part of the trumus umaisers, but not all of them. Echad efishimen miktas trumus umaisers, also part, not all of them. Maushi trumizal zaki, take truma from one on each other, from one on the other, because they're both partially done and partially not done. Or do I say no? Because if I let you do from one on the other, so you might come to take, eventually you might come to make the mistake and take mina chayev al potter. Here they're both part chayev and part, both part potter. If I let you do it here, you might come to slip and do it in the case you're telling me from chayev al potter or potter al chayev. So tamoide the Rabbi Chiya Rabba, the Talmid of Rabbi Chiya the Great, shown the Rabbi Chiya Rabba, they asked Rabbi Chiya the Great. Vermelon, he said to him, ay, 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 ay. He said, Aksil Chayvek is Yodav. The fool folds his arms, Vaychus Besara, and eats his flesh. Meaning, you guys were lazy, you didn't learn what I said about this, and therefore you don't know the answer. You should have been more diligent in listening to my shurim. Vam Rabbi Lezer, Sharem Rabbi Chiya, because, well, there was one Talmid who listened, that's Rabbi Lezer. The Lezer said, Bashem Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi said, name Rabbi Chiya the Great. Even though both of them are partially chayev and partially potter, you can't turn from one to the other lest you mix it up in the future. And so, too, in our case, even though both are partially tameh and partially tor, you can't be turned from one to the other lest you get messed up in the future. Tanya, we learned. You had halacha at left field, completely irrelevant to what you learned previously. You had, well, it's not completely irrelevant, it's also katsa mina mukov. Let's say you had a lot of stuff in one basket. Cabbage on top, and cabbage on the bottom. So in the middle you had parsnip. You can't take truma and meiser from the top cabbage and the bottom cabbage, even though the same basket, because there's shalom in amukov. Why there's shalom in amukov? Because there's parsnip in the middle. However, that's only if there's no holes between the parsnips through which the cabbages can see each other. Yeah, but if there are holes in the parsnips through which the cabbages can see each other, in that case, it's fine. Doesn't say that here, though. Okay? Tanya, because all the abundance, so they're makel. It's not, normally you need a tefach al tefach, right? Not here. Tanya, we learn. What's mina mukov? The entire silo was threshing house. Now, I'm not sure it's an actual house. Threshing floor. The entire threshing floor is considered to be one mina mukov. However, there's parameters here. Ketzer, also, hayu chamisha tiborim begorin. There are five piles of grain in the threshing floor. Torim echal kol, you take truma from one and all. Okay? Did I lose the place? Do you have the place? Which chunk is that? Oh, it says Gitos there? It doesn't say Beis Agronos to later on by you? So it has also Beis Agitos there, not just Beis Agronos. So he took out Beis Agitos. Okay, I don't know why he took that out. But he just goes straight to Beis Agronos. So that you have? Call Beis Agronos Echadu? All the... Okay? Okay. Ketzon, how so? You chamisha tzivurim begarav. There are five piles in the silo. Tari me'echra alakol. You take truma for one on all of them. Tanya? No, we're skipping all around. No, we didn't. Oh, I read here. It's fine. All the wine pressing area is one. All the grain threshing area is one. Tiny, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Vusha Teitfusas HaGorim Bamsa. Rabbi Goran, so Rabbi Yehuda says, has to be that in the middle, there's a connection by the grain. In other words, that there's grain in the middle, so, and the, all the surrounding circles are connected by the grain in the middle. Akdun Chitin. The grain in the middle doesn't have to be wheat, though. Afilu Kasha, Afilu Tevin, even if it's hay or straw, that's good enough to connect all of them. But there must be some connection in the middle. Rabbi Chagai Bui Komi Rabbi Yossi, Haya Tame Ibrahim. So what if in the middle there was grain, but it was Tame? Amalei said, I don't know, Shukwat, you think that's a connection? Ain't a Chanami, that's not a connection. But it has to be tar grain in the middle, connecting all the circles of grain or piles of grain all around. Chavraya Bun Komi Rabbi Yossi, the friends, asked the friend Rabbi Yossi, Haysa Mapa Lem. So what if the grain in the middle was covered with a sheet? Is it still a connection? Amalei said, of course it is. It's like five sacks in a silo. When there are five sacks in a silo, as long as there's some connection, you'll be turning the mice from each other. So the fact that they're covered in sacks, as long as they're piled next to each other, is that sufficient? Rabbi Lezer says you take, oh, you don't have that header, right? We're going to write, what? Oh, you do? Oh, no, you don't have the header, though. I have Rabbi Lezer Maturkuli. Be that as me. Tanya Rabbi Loi B'Shem Me'omem B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer. Tarmi Minat Torah or Tomei B'Lah. You can take Tumor from Tahar and Tomei, even by moist. Now, it's not, Rabbi Lezer argues in our Mishnah, not just where it's dry, but even when it's moist. What does it mean by that? Kovach Ketzan. It's a fascinating case. Kovach Zaysim Mitzuma. You have a whole bunch of Tomei Zaysim in your oil press. They're all Tommy. Veroitzel the Torman Batara. You want to take Truma of them Batara. Ketzer will say, how do you do that? Maybe Mashbech, you bring a funnel. Shein Bepiv Kibetzel, which has a mouth, which is less than a Betzel wide. Now, Truma is only transmitted through food the size of a Betzel. Truma is only transmitted through food the size of a Betzel. Mimali Osam Zaysim. You fill the whole funnel full of olives. You put it on top of the pitcher, on top of the container, which is holding your tummy olives. There, nimsa termina mukov. Now, everything in the funnel does not become tummy, because there's nothing to transmit the tumor up to the funnel, except for that one olive, which is in the mouth of the funnel. And that one olive is less than a kibetza in width, right? So therefore, it doesn't transmit the tumor. So how much of your tumor becomes tummy in this case? In other words, the truma is the stuff in the funnel, and it's touching on the bottom the tummy stuff in the press. How much of your stuff is touching? One olive. That one olive of the truma becomes tummy, the rest of the truma remains gone. Okay? Now, the Gemara asks, Lomeli pachs mikabeit, so why do you need such a narrow funnel? Lab perudin inun? Anyway, wait a minute. What's the difference? Each olive is less than a beit, so what difference does it make? There's nothing to transmit the tumor up, because you need to have a foodstuff the size of a beit to transmit the tumor up. So who cares if the hole is wider? It doesn't make a difference to us. So says Gemara, shloi tamu zeisim harbe. The reason why you mean it, because each olive which touches the tummy olives down there is going to become tummy. So if you make it as narrow as possible in order not to make any, as in order to try and avoid making as in order to make as few zeisim as possible tummy, we'll stop here for the series. It's the proper brachos benching. We said you can compact benching. That's okay. Here we have to know what the right bracha achrona is. We talkers don't know what the right bracha achrona is. So in my shtender over there, there's an NCSY brachos book. Taka, now you raise my curiosity. Maybe Taka, we should look up the puff wheat.
was actually homemade by one of the people in the shul.
Oh, yeah?
Puff wheat mizonos. It doesn't say the bracha achrona is in this book, but I assume that the bracha achrona then is, according to the Rigbaz, the whole shayla of the Yerushalmi is based on the assumption that on Koyas the bracha rishona is hadama. And they have the shayla what bracha achrona to make. So I guess if we hold that the bracha rishona is mizonos, then we would hold logically the bracha achrona is definitely al michya v'al karkola. Okay, says where. What's on the topic of main sholosh? When we say a bracha main sholosh, do we mention what the day it is? Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, do we mention that in Rav Michya? On Rabbi Yava Barzimna, Rabbi Zira, I am asking about main amora. Rabbi Zira would mention main amora in Rav Michya. On Rabbi Yava, Rabbi Yava said, Rabbi Zira would include the what day it was in our Michya, Tzrichim on the Mechush, we have to do so as well, and in fact we do so. Tani, we learned, Vivarchin ala dogon shumina muvchar. We make a bracha on the best piece of bread we can get. Kuskin, if it's a good piece of bread, ushlema, and it's whole, Kluskin, Ushlema Shabbat Bais. If you have a choice between a very good piece of bread from a bakery, or a whole piece of bread but it's from a balabas, which is not as good, Oimer al Kluskin. You make it on the, this is where both are whole. So therefore, if you have a Kluskin, Ushlema Shabbat Bais, you have a whole piece of bread for the bakery, and a whole piece of bread from a homemade, you make on the bakery bread. That's obvious. If you have a sliced bakery bread versus a whole loaf from a balabas, Omer al Shlema Shabbat Bais. You say on the Shlema because whole takes precedence over bakery. Even though the bakery bread is better, nonetheless, the whole piece of bread is better to make a motzi on. Paschid and Pasar, if you have a choice between wheat bread and barley bread, Omer Hashel Chitim means to make that motzi on the wheat bread. Prusa Shel Chitim. What if the wheat bread is sliced? Ushlema Shetorim and the barley bread is whole. Omer Al Prusa Shel Chitim. There, the difference is so great that it's better to make the bracha on the sliced wheat bread than on the whole barley bread. Pasori Pas Kusmin. If you have a choice between barley bread and Kusmin, I believe is spelt. Omer Al Shel Seorim, you say on barley because it's better. Ask him, wait, but Al Shel Kusmin you have to menu. Spelt is bread, or spelt is a type of wheat. So it's better than barley. It's more chashen. Yes, yes, says Yerushalmi. However, Al Shuzumi Shiva means Shiva. Seorim is one of the Shiva Saminim Shebohem Nishtav Chor Yisroel. So therefore, that's better to make a bracha, despite the fact that it's a lesser grain, because it's more significant, because it's one of the Shiva's meaning, as opposed to spell the Zuenim mean Shiva. Rabbi Yaakov Barachov Hashem Rabbi Zira said to Rabbi Yehuda. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi said, Mishmanem mean Shiva, one of the Shiva's meaning, Olam Varach make the bracha on it. Pasmeo Pas Torah. One of the pieces of bread is Tomei and one is Torah. Omra Torah. He said he make a bracha on Torah. Pasnikia, one of them is fine flour. The kid's male, but it's tummy. Upas kibor, you have coarse flour, but it's tar. Rabbi Chia Barado said, B'shem Rabbi Acha, Alez Mem Shiva the Yitzhi Varach Tosap. You make the bracha on either one you want. Kaira, on bark from a palm tree. Rabbi Acha Baracha says, B'shem Rishmuel, Omer Labar Preitz. It also comes from a tree. Tana Rabbi Chalaftim and Shol says, however, Shakol Niebid Varo, because it's not the fruit of the tree. We make a shakel and stuff like that. If you had a cinnamon stick, since it's bark, you make a shakel, not a very pre-age. Okay? Better check. Once I have the book here, I might as well check. What? So if you're eating a cinnamon stick, it doesn't even... No, he has here adama. Whoops. Oh, well. According to Yerushalmi, it seems there would be shakel. Tanami learned, Rabbi Shua says, Bori minei dushoi. He said, Kederach HaYushalmi, let's make a new bracha on it. Blessed are the types of the grasses. Like a grass. Masnisa, the Rabbi Yeshua, pligi lovei, the Bryce of Rabbi Yeshua argues, and says, Ve'elamini HaDushoi, what are the types of grasses? Only HaKunris V'Chalima V'Ademua V'Atod, not including the palm tree. So according to him, the palm tree would not get Bori Minei Dushoim. It would either get a shakel or eight, but not this new bracha Bori Minei Dushoim. Okay. Birech HaPir Seilon. If you made a bracha on... What time is it now? Is it 9:15 yet? 2 minutes? Birech HaPir Seilon Bori Pri Adama. Don't mean it anyway. Birech HaPir Seilon Bori Pri Adama. If you made a bracha on fruit, Bori Pri Adama, Yotzim. Do you have any Yotzim, of course? A peris ador, bari peris, if on that which grows on the ground, made a bari peris, lo yotzi when yotzi. Falkulam imamar shakol yotza. And all of them, he said, shakol yu yotzi. Rabbi Kiska b'shem Rabbi Yaakov Baracha said, Rabbi Yehuda, he wants to say, Amish is like Rabbi Yehuda. Avig has said, what is kikashim? He says, trees are like the, trees, even if they're no longer attached to the ground, they have halacha as being attached to the ground. In other words, cut trees have the halacha as being part of the ground. Where does this manifest itself in the halacha bikurim? The shaila is, if you can bring bikurim, if you don't own the land, you only own the trees. So Rabbi Yehuda said, despite the fact you only own the trees, it's considered as if you own the land, and therefore you can make bikurim, you can say, Adama shenasatli Hashem, and therefore you can bring bikurim from those trees. So he says that trees, even though they're cut, they once had the halacha of land, so they retained the halacha of land. So that's why you can make Bori Pri Adama on stuff which grows out of trees, because it has the halacha of the land itself. Says the Gemara, no. Amrei Esi Divrei HaKoli. No, even if you only can't bring Bikurim, if you only own the trees, because it's not called the Adama. Nonetheless, at some point, the trees sprout out of the ground, Perisilim, the cloud Peris Adama. So therefore, it's a subcategory of Adama, and not vice versa. Vein Peris Adama, cloud Peris Ains. Rav Huna said, Chutz min hayayin min hapas. You can make a Bori Pri Ains on everything, except for wine and bread. Matnisa Amrakein, and our the first mission of the Perik taught us that, Chutz min hayayin, except for wine, Shayayin amari Bori Pri Agothen, Chutz min hapas, Shapasu mea amoyti lach mirat. However, if you have it, if you made an ace on either of these two, you're yotzei, because they do come from the trees. Tan Rav Yosi Omer, kol mishana mi matbea, a matbea shetov hachom lo yotzei dei chavoso. Rabbi Yosi said, no, if you change it, in other words, Chazal said on bread amoytzi, or Chazal said on wine or goven, or Chazal said on oetz or eitz, you're not yotzei, made a bori pri adama. He argues on our Mishnah, lo yotzei dei chavoso. Rabbi Yosi Omer said, not only that, koshen ishtana bibrioso, anything which changes nature again, like Bori Pri Agafen, it changed from grapes to wine. And lo ishina bichoso, you didn't change the bracha to accommodate that change, lo yotze ren yotze. Rameh Omer, afilu Omer, Rameh says no. Afilu Omer, baruch shebora hachepetz hazeh. Again, you shall me at work. Yeah, you say, blessed is God who created this object, manoe uzeh, well wondrous it is, yotze. It's also a good bracha. It's interesting, you know, Rabbi Meir is the one who says by Gittin, Kol Mishana Mi Matbeah Shetovu Chachomim Bi Gittin Havlad Mamzeh. He's so machmir. Comes to bracha, it's okay, as long as you approximate a bracha, you're okay. And along these lines, right, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Bracha said, B'Shem Shmuel Alok Rabbi Meir, approximate brachas are okay. Milsa's Rav Omer, can we heard this from what Rav said. What did Rav say? Chat Bar Soyasu L'Gabi Rav. A certain Persian Jew came in front of Rav. Begin the honor, he said, when I eat my bread, I eat my bread, I don't know the right brachas. I don't think he didn't speak in Yiddish. I'm an Amoritz. I don't know what brachas today. Vanamas, I say, Baruch the Baruch Hadein Pasa. Blessed is God who made this bread, you know. Or the rubber dub dub, thank God for the grub. So he makes a bracha like that, right? So Navi Gana Yidei Chavasi, do I am I Yotzei my Chiv or not? Amar Lei in, he said yes. You Yotzei Chiv if you make a bracha like that.
It's a
machshava. So what?
It's a machshava.
It's not a machshava. You have to say something. But as long as they say something which thanks God for the food, that's sufficient. All right, this is a good stopping point. We'll stop here. Everybody should have a question for Samantha. Yes, Hashem, the first Wednesday after Pesach, we can get together here again at 8 o'clock, which is Yisru Chag.
How about when you go for a banquet and have those little pieces of bread?